This is Putting on the Ritz, a Star Wars The Force Awakens fanfic written by Not Case Pollard and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Poe Dameron Finn Rey, with additional tags for absolute fluff. Fluff! Look, I just do not even know. Brought to you by... Yes, hello, have you seen John Boyega in a colored suit, though? Also, Poe Dameron is kind of a disaster. She should have just burned the invitation as soon as she got it. Poe spots it, the glitter of gold edging peeking out from the pile of junk Ray's managed to accumulate since she got back to the Dakar base. What is this? He asks, pulling it out from underneath a broken flux capacitor, and Ray shrugs. I got it a couple of days ago. They want me to visit their system or something. They want you to come to a fancy party, Poe says, and there's a gleam in his eye. I guess being the newest Jedi in the galaxy has its advantages. Have you replied yet? No, Ray says, frowns at the component she is repairing, fiddles with a few of the connections. Pass me that thermal tape. Finn rolls over lazily, hands her the roll of tape. The right one this time, he's learning. And Ray rips off a square, holds it between her teeth, and squints at the wires. You haven't replied? Poe asks, a note of outrage in his voice. It's Corellia! It's a core world! Don't you want to visit? Plus, this invitation says RSVP.
I don't know what that means, Ray mutters through her mouthful of thermal tape. Besides, I'm busy here.
Master Skywalker will let you go, Finn says, flopping onto his stomach and resting his chin on his hands. It's not like he'll be gone for weeks or anything, and he keeps saying how he needs a break before you finish destroying the Jedi concept of non-attachment. Rey shoots Finn a scowl from where she's sitting, cross-legged on the floor. You traitor, she thinks at him, and he just grins. It's not just the training, Rey protests, wrapping the tape around two wires. I've got a heap of repairs on the Falcon, and Jess said she'd start teaching me X-Wing maneuvers, and... Ray, Poe says, more gently. It'll all be here when you get back. You should go. If the Corellians have invited you, it's an honor for them as well as for you, and more practically, the Resistance needs every bit of help it can get from the Core Worlds. You'd be doing the General a favor. That gives Ray more pause. She'd help the General, the Resistance, any way she knows how. I would, she asks. And Poe nods, settles down on the floor across from her, and leans back against the bunk, rests his forearms easily on his knees. Yeah, he says. You would. He closes his eyes, tilts his head back, lets Finn run his fingers through the tangle of dark curls, and Ray's briefly distracted from her repairs by the line of his throat. He's unfairly pretty. It's a problem. Okay, she says. Okay. There's a long pause, and then Poe opens his eyes again, fixes his gaze on her. Great, he says, very casually. Too casually, Ray thinks. He's angling for something. She waits for it. Who are you taking? Ray pretends to consider them both, drags her lower lip under her teeth, then looks back at her work and checks all the connections as if she's fully absorbed in the task. She can feel Poe's impatience radiating off him, and Finn's easy amusement, and it's hard to hide the smirk. Seriously, Poe asks again, because I happen to look great in a... No, Ray says. Finn, because he's my cute boyfriend. Finn preens. Poe contrives to look woebegone. What am I, then? My terrible boyfriend, Ray says flatly, and Finn snickers with laughter from the bunk. Over breakfast the next morning, Poe clears his throat.
Buddy, he says, glances at Finn. What are you wearing to Ray's fancy party?
It's not my fancy party, Ray objects, makes a face at him and shoves another spoonful of porridge into her mouth.
It's maybe more pop tree syrup than porridge at this point. She's never been able to develop a sweet tooth before now, but she's pretty sure she's making up for lost time.
Fine, Poe says, sipping his calf. The fancy party Ray is taking you to.
And Finn shrugs, looks down at his sweater and jacket.
This, I guess?
Unacceptable, Poe tells him, and Ray rolls her eyes.
Finn looks concerned.
Not good? He asks, tugging self-consciously at the collar of the jacket, and Ray leans in against him reassuringly, rests her free hand on his thigh.
Good, Poe clarifies. Seriously, really good. But, there's probably a dress code. We could... I have some suits, if you want to take a look. I mean, I don't have much of a chance to wear them, fighting the First Order or anything, but they're decent enough.
They take a look, and Ray can tell from Finn's face that he hates all of them.
It's not that they're bad, he says, fighting with a lapel. It's just, you don't have anything with more color in it than this?
Poe leans against the door of his closet, looks thoughtfully at Finn's reflection.
No, he says. No, I don't, but I'm sure someone on the base does.
Ray says, clears her throat. If Finn's not going to wear that, then you should put it on. Just, you know, for posterity.
Poe meets her eyes in the mirror, smirks just a little, watches Finn peel off the tailored black suit.
Okay, he agrees. For posterity. It takes them all morning to find someone on base who has a dress suit colorful enough for Finn's approval. And it's a morning that Poe spends wearing his own suit in a way that Ray feels is personally directed at her. He's easy about it. Loche collared unbuttoned and tie draped loosely underneath, and she can't stop looking at the hollow of his throat, the shadow of his collarbone. She's itching to unbutton his shirt, slow and careful, to drag her fingers down the bare skin of his chest.
I told you, Poe murmurs when he catches her looking for the 16th time. I look super great in a suit.
You're still my terrible boyfriend, Ray counters absently, watching Finn slide something on that's the color of a lake at sunset.
And Finn looks super great in a suit, too. Finn beams at them, touches the fabric of his sleeve appreciatively. Yeah, he says. This is what I want. Yolo's got good taste.
Poe steps closer, adjusts Finn's collar a little, lets his fingers linger, bites his lip as if he's not aware he's doing it.
It suits you, he tells Finn. You have a knack for it, I guess. Looking good in borrowed clothing.
And Finn smiles, makes eye contact with Ray, and then flicks his gaze back to Poe.
Poe, he says, very solemnly. You should know by now, I just have a knack for looking good.
And Poe pauses, smirks, presses a quick kiss to the corner of Finn's mouth. Then they're both turning to look at her, falling into easy attention. And Ray feels her breath knocked straight out of her by just how beautiful they both are.
Oh, she breathes.
Gods, how am I supposed to maintain non-attachment when you go around looking like that?
Still just want Finn at your stupid fancy party? Poe asks teasingly, and Ray throws a shirt at him.
Take them both, Leia advises from the door,
and Ray can't decide whether to blush or grin. She does both in the end, ducking her head to hide it, and then realizes.
Wait, Ray says. Does this mean I have to wear a dress?
It's when Luke cancels their training session and replaces it with dancing lessons that Ray really begins to regret Poe ever finding the invitation.
Leia asked me to reschedule as a personal favor, Luke says, looking haunted, and then leaves.
Apparently, Leia's favor doesn't extend to actually teaching the dancing, but Rey guesses that's what C-3PO was there for. BB-8 rolls in, begins to play a simple tune. C-3PO directs them through the steps, as fussy as he's ever been, and R2-D2 mutters something in beeped binary Rey can't help but giggle at behind her hand.
It can't be that hard. It's kind of like staff fighting.
Finn picks it up very quickly, floats around her in an easy whirl. Ray might be a little in love just with how he dances.
She's in love with a lot of things about Finn. Dancing is only the start.
Poe, though. Poe is something else.
You know, Ray said, just told me dancing is like sex.
Huh, Poe says, and raises his eyebrows, and then steps on her foot.
How are you so terrible at this, then? She asks, tightening her fingers on his waist as he tries a turn.
I'm a pilot, not a dancer, Poe tells her. And anyway, what are you doing talking to Pava about sex?
You know women do talk to each other, Ray says. We're friends. We talk.
Unless you think I should have gotten sex advice from the general.
Poe pales. Looks a little queasy at the thought.
Okay, he concedes. Fair point. And then clearly tries to redirect the conversation by attempting a dip.
It doesn't go well.
Ray catches herself in the nick of time, stops them from tumbling into a heap with some help from the Force.
Cheater, Poe teases,
spins her into Finn's arms, and doesn't step away.
Maybe this will work better if it's all three of us, Finn suggests,
and Ray lets herself enjoy the warmth of them both, her body caught tight between them.
I do not believe this is the appropriate step formation for this melody,
C-3PO interjects, sounding only mildly aggrieved, and R2 adds, I think you'll find this is clearly not a dance step at all.
BB-8 just keeps playing, music Rey's never heard before but which she finds she likes, and perhaps, dancing won't be so bad after all.
It doesn't last. I changed my mind. Ray says gravely, as Poe steps on her toes for the fourth time.
I'm not taking either of you. I'm taking BB-8.
BB-8 trills a delighted noise. Poe frowns.
Ray does have to wear a dress after all, but with Leia's assistance and Jess's opinions, they manage a dress that's not so very terrible.
She can move, at least. And really, it's just a longer version of her Jakku tunic. She even kind of likes the headband thing, the beaded necklace, the silk.
When they reach Corellia, she discovers there's a lot more to like.
They have tiny food on sticks, Ray says gleefully.
Finn catches sight of the instruments, lights up.
They have a live band.
Oh, gods, Poe sighs happily. They've got Corellian whiskey.
Poe, a little drunk on Corellian whiskey, is almost as much fun as Finn a little more drunk on Corellian whiskey, Ray thinks 3 hours later. He's given up being subtle, is swaying in easy circles with Ray and Poe both, and leaning his head alternately on Ray's shoulder, and then Poe's. Ray, he murmurs. Some party.
It's all right, Ray agrees, lets herself kiss his cheek more tenderly than she usually would in public. Poe's watching them, eyes warm, and he leans in, whispers in her ear.
Okay, so, he starts, and Ray shivers at his breath, warm on her neck. I know I made a lot of noise about you having to come to this fancy party and all, but what are the chances that we can leave?
We've got accommodations on base, Ray says smugly, and feels Poe smile against her skin.
They might have accommodations on base, but it takes Ray a lot longer to find it than she'd expected. And things aren't helped by the fact that she's also had some Corellian whiskey herself. It's BB-8 who navigates to their quarters in the end, beeping impatiently. And Ray stops short, gives them both a look. She says. I think they only gave us one room, and I'm sorry if there's not much space. We've made it work on base, right? I'm sure it'll be...
She opens the door to their room and stops, her mouth open.
Oh, Poe says. Wow.
And he sounds a little taken aback.
Ray understands. The room is enormous and full of guilt. And even though she grew up on a desert backwater, Ray's pretty sure it is terribly, terribly tasteless. The bed in the center of the room is the largest she's ever seen.
Is this normal? Finn asks. Is the Resistance holding out on better bunk space?
No, Poe says, running a finger along the edge of a hideously ornate vase.
No, this is something else.
How'd you even get this room, Ray?
I know I said all that stuff about you being their guest of honor, but seriously.
Ray mutters, drifts off, scuffs her toe against a plush carpet.
I kind of said we were married.
What? Poe asks.
You what?
I said we were married! She repeats, lifts her chin, and meets Poe's gaze. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And anyway, she adds, it was Finn's idea.
It was like 30% my idea, Finn says. It's just, you know how I've been researching system customs? I wasn't sure whether Ray's reputation, whether the Corellians would...
Whether the Corellians would respect all... us all? Poe asks, his eyes very soft. And Finn nods, blushes a little.
It seemed like the best option, he says.
And Ray slides her hand into his, rests her shoulder against his. She says, deliberately light, because this feels like it's turning into too much of a moment.
I'm the newest Jedi, and Finn is a war hero.
Really, we were just trying to save your reputation. I'm a nice man, Poe protests, laughter dancing in his eyes.
Wait, you told the Corellians we were married, and they gave us this room?
Yeah, why?
Well, Poe says, takes a deep breath.
I'm pretty sure this is their honeymoon suite, then.
We're on fake honeymoon, Ray shrugs. I guess they gave us the fancy room.
Finn tells them seriously,
tugs his collar open and begins to unbutton his shirt.
It would be a shame to waste it, right?
It absolutely would be a shame to waste it, Ray thinks, especially when they discover the hot tub on the balcony. It's large enough to fit them all, even when she doesn't sit in Finn's lap. She sits in Finn's lap anyway, and the slide of his skin against hers is even hotter than the water, and when Poe leans in to kiss them both, they almost overflow the whole thing. It's worth it.
I really like this bed,
Finn says much later, luxuriating in the middle of it.
Any chance you could convince the Corellians to give it to us? As a wedding present, maybe?
I could try, Ray says lazily, from where she's sprawled across Poe's chest. I think the biggest problem would be it won't actually fit in our bunk. Any of our bunks.
If we applied for joint quarters, Poe offers, then it would probably work. The entire quarters would be bed, but I don't see that as such a big problem.
You'd probably get tired of me mending components in bed, Ray murmurs against his skin, and Poe shakes with laughter, slides his palm slowly down her spine.
Take us to fancy parties more often, he suggests, and Ray laughs, tugs Finn in for a kiss.
I doubt we'll ever get another invitation, she mutters, the way the two of you act.
We'll just pretend to be on honeymoon again, Finn says easily. We should be good for at least another couple assistant visits.
Okay, Ray agrees, because she's sleepy and warm, and she's had what she's not going to admit was an excellent time at this dumb fancy party.
Sounds good to me.
The end. Author's notes. The title of this was a joke in my drafts, and then it was too funny not to just use. I regret nothing.